Welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez. In today's episode, we will continue our summer training series by visiting two schools in Oregon, West Lynn and Corvallis. If you're watching us on YouTube, please press on the subscribe button and do that for us. That'd be awesome. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, if you can click on the follow button, that'd be great too. Before we get into this two schools of West Lynn and Corvallis High School, I just want to do a little recap of a meet that I went to on Saturday called Stumptown Twilight. It was at Lewis and Clark College. And it was a meet and kind of a quick meet of distance events. All the distance events that athletes need to run to qualify for USATF, which will be at Hayward Field in the end of July, early August. The cutoff date for entries for your times was the day after the Stumptown Twilight. So this gave athletes a chance to make the qualifying mark, to go to USATF or improve their mark. Or if they already have a mark, they are running just to stay fit and stay sharp. So there were some pretty good athletes that came to this meet, and it was really fun to watch. If you're interested in the photo gallery for the men's and women's races to Stumptown Twilight, you can go to our website at westcoastxc.com, or you can go to our bio at our Instagram account at westcoastxc and open up the gallery and check out the photos. I'll go in order of the distance races in terms of length. The Stumptown Twilight 800, in the women's race, Riley Chamberlain of BYU ran 159.75, broke the two-minute barrier for the first time, I believe. She's running quite well after the NCAA. She didn't make it out of the semis or at NCAAs and didn't make it to the finals of the 1500, but has run well since then. Ran well at the Portland Track Festival. Last week before that, Sound Running at Occidental, running like 4:02. And now breaks 2 minutes. And so she's really fit. Colin Solomon, who runs for NAU and ran in a Hoka kit, as that's his NIL deal is with Hoka. Colin Solomon won his 800-meter race in 1:44.89. Personal best for him. He looked really good the week before at the Sound Running. He also didn't make the final of the NCAA in the 1500, so kind of like Riley Chamberlain of BYU. Colin is getting some, you know, really great racing in here in these little postseason races and getting ready for USATF. In the 1500, Anna Camp Bennett of Adidas won it in 4:05.38. And Sadie Englehart of Ventura High School, she just graduated from Ventura High School last month, will be going to North Carolina State. In the fall, ran 4:07.78. That's the fifth fastest high school time in the history of the 1500 high school. Thomas Radcliffe of Nike Swoosh Track Club ran 3:33.28 in the 1500, outstanding time. In the 5000, Elise Cranny of Nike ran 15:06.65 by herself, essentially. She was paced for a little bit and then ran that time. Alex Lenning, running unattached, ran 13:35.70. That's like a 19-second PR for him. That's outstanding. Alex went locally to a high school here in Portland. It was called Wilson High School. Now it's Ida B. Wells. And he ran for Washington and the University of Oregon. It's an outstanding time. The steeplechase was a small affair. I think both races had three athletes in it. And Ollie Ostrander of Wiesel ran 9:35.11. I think that was her first time she'd run the steeplechase this season. Jackson Shorten of Princeton ran 8:27.94. Both in small fields, no pacers, did it all by themselves. Very impressive times doing it by yourself. And so that's what happened last Saturday. You can find those photos again on our website and on our bio on our Instagram account. I'm going to talk more about Corvallis High School in West Lynn in a second, but we also have outstanding photographers helping me in Washington and in California. So Washington photographer Russell Moore made two more visits to high schools in Washington. He went to Central Kitsap and later went to Curtis High School. Central Kitsap is in the, I don't know, the peninsula. It's across the Puget Sound from downtown Seattle. You go across the Tacoma Narrows Bridge and you go through the beautiful part of Washington and visited that Central Kitsap. And then in Tacoma, there's Curtis High School, and they've had some outstanding runners. They host the John Payne Invitational later on in October, very popular race. And if you want to read more about Central Kitsap and Curtis High School, go to our website again, westcoastxe.com. You can see the photos that Russell took, and you also can learn more about how they get ready for cross country season. And then our California photographer, Todd Takubu, also visited a couple of sites. He went to Hayward High School. Hayward High School is in the East Bay, and Hayward High School is the location for the NCS North Coast Section cross country course, the course that then qualifies that section to the California State Meet. He also went to the Central Coast Running Camp at Cal Poly SLO. You can also read about Hayward High School in westcoastxc.com, and also the learn more about the Central Coast Running Club at Cal Poly SLO. Is the inaugural year for them, first time they've done it, and so you can check those out too. All right, in the next segment, we're going to learn more about West Lynn High School. In our next segment that you'll be watching and possibly listening to, if you're listening to on the podcast, you will be introduced to West Lynn High School, West Lynn Lions. And they are in Oregon 6A Division. West Lynn is a suburb of Portland, south of Portland, along the Willamette River. And we went to Mary S. Young Park that is right on the Willamette River. And they did a workout there. The boys and girls are coached separately. And the boys did a tempo run on a soccer field at the park. And the girls did a hill repeat workout next to the soccer field. So I was able to toggle between both places. The boys coach is Jay Schatzberger. And if you go to our website at westcoastxe.com, he'll tell you how the team gets ready for the season. If you want to read more about West Lynn, please do that. And then Emma McCurry is the girls coach, and she led the hill repeats on that day. And you'll hear some music if you're listening to on the podcast. The music means that you're watching video of them doing their workout. And then you'll hear from four athletes from West Lynn. You will hear from Lucas, Ty, Violet, and Emily as they talk about the summer at West Lynn Cross Country, and then what they look forward to in the fall. I think you'll really enjoy that. And so here are the West Lynn Lions. Go Lions! Okay, so we are here with the West Lynn Lions. Go West Lynn! Yeah. Roar! All right, and I'm going to ask a couple questions, but first, what is your name?
I'm Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
I'm Ty.
Ty?
I'm Violet.
Hi, Violet.
I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily. Okay, first question, what do you look forward to in the summer with West Lynn Cross Country?
I would say Moratorium Week is really fun. It's like a week at the end of July where the entire state of Oregon isn't allowed to host practices. So we as the captains kind of get to make some fun events to do without coach supervision. It's really fun team bonding before the season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our summer team camp. We have a 4-day one this year, which is going to be pretty nice. Our location's still to be decided, but no matter where it is, it's always super fun just being able to spend time with the team and just get to know, especially the freshmen, better and kind of incorporate them into the team culture.
I've been really liking, especially this season, we've been doing fun Fridays. Well, today's a Thursday, but we do games after practice to really get the new kids feeling comfortable on the team and really get to know the new kids. And I really like that part. Today's actually capture the flag.
We'll play after practice. Today's fun Thursday because tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Exactly, yeah. Fun Thursday.
Okay.
I love our team long runs. They're so fun just because we get to do a lot of miles together as a big group and play music and talk, and it's such a good environment. And we do lake loops and run Old River, which is so fun, and we just knock out a ton of miles together. And in the summer, we always go in the river, which is so nice and refreshing too.
Which river is that?
The Willamette's.
Whoa.
Down there. So we can, like, after practice or just for team bonding stuff too, we all like to go in the river. And it's
super fun. Is it like a beach there or easy to get to? Or?
There's some spots that have beaches that we kind of know, and okay, we'll go there after practice sometimes in the summer. It's super fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Now we're going to go to cross country season. We're in September, October, November. What are some things you look forward to during the season?
I'm really looking forward to the Fort Steilacoombe Invitational Meet because for the first time since I've been on the team, we're doing like a meet where we're going to go spend the night, and that's going to be a really fun way to compete as a team. I think the teams are both going to be pretty competitive this year, and it's just going to be a super fun way to bond as a team too.
Yeah, during cross season, after every meet, we usually go get food, usually Mod Pizza. I think that's just a good way to kind of take everybody's mind off the meet, no matter how good or bad it is. It's just a nice way to spend time with the team and kind of reflect on the meet after that instead of having to worry about it. And Mod Pizza is always good.
I personally really like the cheering on of the races and the very end of the race. There's just so many emotions, so many feelings, like whether you did good or bad, just being able to like hug your teammate, hug the opposing team, just like congratulate everybody. It's such a good part of cross country, such like a pinnacle of like why I love racing.
Yeah, similar to Violet, I'm just excited to start racing again and doing invitationals and cool meets with the team because it's so fun just to get ready together and rep West Lynn and just like get out there and race and PR and do what we love as a team. So yeah, I'm really excited to get back into that.
Okay, well, go Lions!
Yes! Woo!
In our next segment, we highlight Corvallis High School, home of the Spartans. Corvallis competes in Oregon's 5A division. The city of Corvallis, Oregon, is famous for being the college town. One of the, you know, I've always seen lists of best college towns in the United States, and Corvallis, I always see in the top 10. A great college town for Oregon State Beavers. And I went down, I mentioned earlier, if you saw West Lynn, their practice was by the Willamette River because West Lynn is next to the Willamette River, and Corvallis is also adjacent to the Willamette River, but it's about 90 minutes south of Portland. And so same river, just farther down, about 90 minutes. And on that day, I watched them do a tempo run at a large soccer field with whistles, and kids had different times they were going around in a circle. They're actually running to different flags that were color-coded on the field, and the kids ran to them and then would rest for like 5-10 seconds and run to the next set of flags. And some kids ran farther than others as they have more experience. And afterwards, they had a watermelon feast, which is, you know, really nice. We had a little bit of a warm stretch there in Oregon, so it was not as warm the day I was there, but they were still, you know, still fairly toasty. So watermelon was enjoyed by all. And if you go to our website, Aaron Seipel is the head coach, and he explains on our website how Corvallis prepares for their cross country season. And I interviewed Lily, Kala, Christian, and Ben, and they in this segment will tell us about what they look forward to in the summertime and in the fall. Again, if you're not watching this, you'll hear music, and that's showing them do their whistle workout that day. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Corvallis Spartans. So I am here with the Corvallis Spartans. Go Spartans!
Yeah.
And they just finished a tempo workout at the park here at Willamette Park in Corvallis. And introduce yourselves.
I'm Lily Epps.
My name's Kyla Schaff.
I'm Christian Slabaugh.
And I'm Ben Karleski.
Okay, first question. What do you look forward to in the summertime with Corvallis cross country?
Well, we have a camping trip every year, so that's really fun. And it's just fun to have the mornings to like hang out with everyone, even if it's 90 degrees.
I look forward to the camping trip, and also we do like team brunches sometimes after practices.
I look forward to Ultimuk. It's a really fun race, and our team sleeps the night over before, and lots of group bonding, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I really like Saturday long runs. I think they're a really fun way to connect with the group and really bond as a team.
Okay, now we're in cross country season, September, October, possibly November. What are things you look forward to during cross country season?
Hopefully the travel meet. Is it John Payne?
Yeah.
Okay, so that one, hopefully, is going to be really fun. Hopefully we won't kill our coach by last year we had, I think, in the course of 6 days, we had 22 hours of him driving the bus. And I think it probably he aged about 5 years in that 6 days. So looking forward to more stuff like that.
I look forward to the meet in Seattle. And then also we have team pasta feeds for every single meet, which is a really fun way to like connect. We like alternate between houses. I think it connects to the teams, and like it's just a good way to like get near teammates outside of cross country.
I look forward to NXR. It's a super big Nike cross regionals meet, and we always stay. We rent like a hotel room or something, and lots of the team goes up to that, and we do lots of fun things there.
Yeah, I really like traveling with the team, bus rides, and like the overnight stuff, like they were saying, and just getting to connect with the team outside of the races and the practices, and getting to know them as people.
All right. Thanks a lot. Go Spartans.
Thank you.
I want to thank Westland High School and Corvallis High School for inviting me to their practice. And it was great to meet all the athletes there, too. And we have more visits to schools as we go through the summer here. We're getting close to August. I don't want to make people nervous here, but we're getting close to the start of school here. And I would really encourage you to go to our website, westcoastxe.com. to read about Westland, to read about Corvallis, and read about all the other schools that we mentioned earlier on this episode, but also the ones we've gone to in late June and early July. It's just kind of interesting to see all the schools and how they prepare for their season, what they get excited for. It's really fun to, you know, read that. You know, there's some meets in Washington that are kids really get into. It's even the kids in Oregon. There's meets in Oregon that kids get into. And it's really interesting to read what California athletes are looking forward to also. So I would encourage you to go to our website and check out, you know, scroll through there and check out the different schools and keep tabs as we go along this summer. We still have a few more weeks of summer left. Next week is the USATF Championship at Hayward Field. I will be there for a few of the days, not all the days, but a few of the days, and take some pictures. So look for a gallery from those days, and looking forward to getting back to Hayward Field one more time. Until next time, remember that West Coast is the best coast. See you next time.